Well, perhaps sensing the captive audience of the shutdown, TV networks are premiering a number of new dramas this week. On Sunday, the ABC brought back Mystery Road, Nine returned to the Melbourne crime world on Monday night with Informer 3838, and tomorrow, Ten launches The Secret She Keeps. Tonight, two Australians star in the high-profile drama recalling the struggles of the feminist movement in the US in the early 70s. It's called Mrs. America.
Maybe an amendment is unnecessary. And yes, maybe we need to do something about that second clause, but sometimes we have to vote for laws that are symbolic so we can get the Dems to join us in passing more substantive items on our agenda, like tax reform.
Well, I hope your tax reform bill is worth writing off the 40 million homemakers for whom the ERA is not symbolic. The women I know are terrified. They don't want to be drafted into combat duty. And you'll have to answer to them come November.
Recognise that voice? It's Kate Blanchett in Mrs. America. Our regular TV reviewer, Michael Bodie, has had a good look. Hello, Michael.
G'day, Fran.
So Mrs. America features two Australian women in the leads. There's Kate Blanchett playing conservative female leader Phyllis Schlafly, and Rose Byrne is playing Gloria Steinem. That's a pretty big rap for Australian actors, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? And it's a pretty big thing for Kate Blanchett too. It's her first American TV series, which I was quite surprised because, you know, Nicole Kidman and Judy Davis particularly have done a lot of American TV. And Judy Davis was going to get an Emmy award, an Emmy nomination every second year for her American TV stuff. So it's a big one for Kate Blanchett. And it's a big one for Rose Byrne too, who I've got to say is just going from strength to strength as an actress, and probably more surprisingly than Kate Blanchett in a way. And she's
well, she was great. What was that series she did with Glenn Close?
Damages.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Yeah. She was great in that.
Yeah. And she's got they've got great meaty roles. This series has got a massive ensemble of great female actresses, including Tracy Ullman and Elizabeth Banks. But Blanchett is the star. The series is about essentially about the fight for the Equal Rights Amendment in the States in 1971, which coalesced with Gloria Steinem's rise and Bridget Friedan and others. But Blanchett's character was the sort of conservative critic and aspiring politician who was sort of opposed Steinem and others. And it is a massive role for her. She's almost in every scene in the first episode and a half until the other characters really come into it. But it's just, it's from the creator of, or one of the writers and producers of Mad Men. So it's got that sort of real milieu of the early 70s. It looks great. It's very wordy, but very captivating performance by Kate Blanchett, who I've got to say in Stateless, the ABC show, unfortunately her character was probably the weakest thing in that show, but here she's clearly the best thing in this show, and it's a quality series.
To be honest, I didn't mind her in Stateless, to be honest, but it does follow some pretty intricate political manoeuvring in the US. Mind you, this notion of high-profile conservative women sort of, you know, pushing, going to the barricades was happening not just there. There was Mary Whitehouse too. It was happening here. Yeah. Do you think Australian audiences will be able to relate to this?
I think so. I think there's a lot of exposition and a lot of politics in the first episode. It really opens up after that in the second and third episodes. As you said, a lot of this went on in Australia. Some of us had mothers who were involved in the same sort of fights, I suppose, both on conservative and the liberal side, I suppose. I think it's quite accessible because it really has the moment down pat. The production design is just spectacular. You just feel like you're in there. And as I said, Blanchett is just captivating. She's really, like, she's got some great monologues where you just can't take your eyes off her. She's in top form in this one.
Okay. Speaking of the US, the world's biggest entertainment company, Disney, is apparently going to stop paying 100,000 workers. That's almost half its workforce. That seems a strange decision given that its streaming service is going off like a rocket, isn't it, at this time?
Well, we think of Disney as a TV and film entertainment company, but they're massive cruises, of course. And
Michael, I'm losing you there. Can you? I'm going to lose you. Can you just try speaking up a little?
Sorry, Yeah, I was saying Disney we see as a screen organisation, but of course their theme parks and cruise sector is massive. There's lots of Disney cruises that don't really come through Australia much, but those sort of sectors that have been really hard hit, tourism, is a big part of the Disney business. And in fact, their new CEO comes from the theme park side, not from the screen side. So it's not surprising that Disney's taking a big hit, because this is one side of their, one half of their business that's just basically kaput. Disneyland and others were one of the first things to shut down when the virus was hitting America.
Yes, of course. Michael, this is what everyone's waiting for. What should they be looking out for this week?
Well, there's a lot. As we said, there's a lot of Australian drama. The big one, if you're missing your sport, the big one is The Last Dance, a 10-part series about the Chicago Bulls and Michael Jordan, which is spectacular. That's on Netflix.
The Last Dance. Tell us a bit more about that.
Well, it's essentially all this locked-up footage that Jordan had of the essentially the 1997-98 series, which was his last go at a trophy, and sort of the series that confirmed his greatness, I suppose, as the greatest basketballer ever. It's look, it's very intricate. It's absurdly it's an absurd amount of footage and detail on one basketball team, but Jordan was the greatest, and it's pretty captivating. So for people who are missing their sport, this is really filling the void. The Beastie Boys story, a documentary by Spike Jonze, their longtime collaborator, is on Apple TV from Thursday. And as I said, the 10 drama, The Secret She Keeps, on Wednesday night is not bad. The adaptation of Michael Robotham's thriller, it's good stuff. So there's a bit around at the moment.
Yes, and someone's just written in with a big shout-out for Mystery Road too. So there's a lot going on. Michael, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Our TV critic, Michael Bodie.